Somalia Qahira Hotel attack, Al-Shabaab Sea Gens leaving 7 dead, date modified colon 2025-03-12T10:45:21.741Z, description colon an explosives-laden vehicle blew up before gunmen entered the hotel, witnesses say. Somali forces end deadly 24-hour hotel siege, 2 hours ago, save, Fardousa Hanshi BBC News, save, AFP, Al-Shabaab controls large parts of rural Somalia, Somali security forces have ended a deadly 24-hour siege by Islamist fighters who stormed a popular hotel in the central city of Buladwayne, authorities said, the attack by Al-Shabaab began with a car bomb exploding, followed by gunmen entering the hotel, leading to intense clashes with security forces. The attackers have been neutralized. Some detonated themselves while others were killed by police forces, Omar Osman Kalezo, the mayor of Buladwayne district, told the BBC. The mayor said 7 people had been killed in the attack, but witnesses said the death toll could be higher. The raid at the Qahira Hotel took place as politicians, security officials, and traditional elders were meeting to discuss plans for an offensive against Al-Shabaab in central Somalia. Police officer Ali Mahad told AFP news agency that most of those in attendance had been rescued. A federal lawmaker from Buladwayne, Dair Amin Jiso, told the BBC that about 7 gunmen had attacked the hotel. It is unclear how many people have been wounded, but the lawmaker said they were trying to organize planes to fly victims to Mogadishu for treatment. Parts of the hotel were reduced to rubble as government forces and gunmen exchanged fire, shopkeeper Ali Suleiman, who witnessed the attack, told the Reuters news agency, "We first heard a huge blast followed by gunfire, then another blast was heard," he said. Kalezo said the 24-hour siege ended on Wednesday morning, leaving significant damage. Among those killed in the attack were military officers, traditional elders, and soldiers, Kalezo added. Al-Shabaab said it had killed 20 people, including government officials and leaders of a pro-government clan militia. The federal government said it was still investigating and has not commented on the reported killing of the officials. In a statement, Ali Abdullahi Hussein, the president of Hirshabelle State, praised the security forces for their bravery in neutralizing the extremist militants. "Let us unite to complete the elimination of these brutal extremists," Hussein added. Buladwayne is about 335 kilometers, 208 miles, north of the capital, Mogadishu, and is a strategic location in the campaign against Al-Shabaab. The Somali forces, alongside African Union peacekeepers, continue to wage a campaign against the militants, which remain a big threat despite the ongoing military operations. More BBC stories on Somalia, why Trump is on the warpath in Somalia, the men in sarongs taking on Al-Shabaab militants, Somali piracy 2.0, the BBC meets the new robbers of the high seas, Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com, for more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa. On Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Somalia Africa Al-Shabaab.